Qualifying for March Madness is a milestone for many college basketball programs, but if your team is still playing in April, that's really something. Michigan State is one of the four teams still alive in the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Tomorrow night in Minneapolis, the Spartans will take on Texas Tech. Joining me now for a Final Four preview is Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Doug.
John, Michigan State knocked off Bradley, Minnesota, and Louisiana State. Then last weekend, the Spartans beat Duke, the tournament's top overall seed. What has stood out to you so far about their run in this tournament?
That was one of the greatest games I've seen. A tremendous back-and-forth game. One of four phenomenal games that weekend. They're calling that the best weekend in years. What stood out to me is this team should not be here. and they're playing, they're giant killers. It's amazing. Cassius Winston, the point guard from U of D Jesuit, by the way, for you Cub fans out there. That guy's one of the smartest point guards I have ever seen. He's not all that appealing to the NBA. He's not fast enough, not big enough, blah, 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 blah. I don't care. That guy is running that offense like no one's business. This team is playing like a team. Better than probably any Tom Izzo team I've seen, just saying something. Last year's team had more talent. The year before had more talent. This team is a better team.
Well, and talking about last year and the NBA, Miles Bridges is now in the NBA, but he was MSU's top player for the two seasons before this one. And it was a big deal when he said, hey, I'm going to stay for that second season, not go to the NBA draft. But in his 2 years with the Spartans, they got bounced in the second round of the tournament. Now they're in the Final Four without him. How much of that is addition by subtraction?
That's why I love this story, because Miles Bridges is one of the best players Tom Izzo has ever had. He's had a lot of great players, and that's saying something right there. And yet, when you have a player who's that great, sometimes the rest of the team stands around and watches him play instead of realizing you got a job to do, you got a role to play. And invariably, the teams that go the farthest in this thing are not always the ones with the most talent, but the ones where the team gets it. You know your job. You do your job. You don't complain. Everybody on this team has got a job to do, and they're doing it phenomenally well. This is a better team than last year's team.
This is Tom Izzo's eighth Final Four appearance as Michigan State's head coach. He's only won one national title in those eight trips. That was 19 years ago. To be fair, that's a good problem to have. But in the grand scheme of things, how does winning a championship on this trip factor into his overall place in the game's history?
Well, he's already a Hall of Famer. I mean, that's done. Look, what are your odds in the Final Four? One out of four. If you're in eight of these things, you're supposed to win two. Well, if he wins this year, that's completely average, and you're not going against average teams. So it's part of the championship addiction we're currently in right now, that winning the regular season Big Ten, which he did last day against Michigan, winning the Big Ten title, which he did last day against Michigan, is not enough for some people. I mean, and even the Final Four. Man, you get a banner for all three of those things.
Well, that's right. I mean, getting to the Final Four used to be this just stunning achievement. Now, for a lot of programs, it seems like a disappointment if you don't win at all, which is a shift.
And here's my point about that. We are wiring ourselves to be unhappy. When I hear fans unhappy about Michigan's 30 wins in Michigan basketball or this Michigan State team, which is doing everything you can ever want, if this makes you unhappy, stop watching basketball.
Tomorrow night, so it's Michigan State against Texas Tech. For our listeners who have not been sitting around reviewing game film of the Red Raiders this week, who should they be looking out for on the Texas Tech roster?
Well, technically, you got one big player, Jarrett Culver, the 6'5" point guard, but really it's the team defense. So not any one individual, just a great system.
And which Spartans need to have a big game for Michigan State to win tomorrow night?
Three guys, Cassius Winston, Cassius Winston, and Cassius Winston.
That's quite a trio.
They're pretty good.
All right, John, I can't let you leave without some predictions. First, in the other semifinal game tomorrow evening, Auburn faces Virginia. Who do you like in that one?
I like Virginia because I hate Bruce Pearl, the Auburn coach. This is a man who's fired for cheating from Tennessee. So when you're fired from Tennessee for cheating, that's one thing. Two assistant coaches are currently under FBI investigation. Go Virginia.
And who do you like tomorrow night, Spartans or the Red Raiders?
Sparty on.
Okay, so if you like the Spartans there, who wins on Monday night, Spartans versus Virginia?
I'll tell you the same thing. The Spartans should win against Texas Tech. Against Virginia, they're going to be an underdog again if they both get there, of course. And I'll say the same thing I said about Duke, that they should not be there, but they're playing better basketball than anybody right now.
John U. Bacon is Michigan Radio's sports commentator. He's also the author of 10 books, 6 of them national bestsellers. His latest, Best of Bacon, Select Cuts, is out now. John, thanks a lot.
Thank you.